And so let's take this now into some moments of silence and meditation. I invite you at this time just to sit back. Just allow yourselves to be. Know that you are in a really, really safe place. And during these next few minutes, you're going to journey to an even safer place. Deep within your own hearts. A place where spirit abides. When the truest, deepest reality of who you are thrives. And we call out, according to the song that brought us into this, pour over me, Holy Spirit. Now, at this time, I just want to let go of whatever would distract me. I want to let go of all of the troubles that we share. I want to let go of the pandemic, not to deny that it exists, but to put it into a proper perspective. That it's okay to acknowledge it. Even to bless it. So that we could go deeper into our tenderness, our softness, the place where our real, true strength comes from. And so I invite you at this time just to be there. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to know your heart. Allow yourself just to dwell in this space in some moments of silence. And now gently, I invite you back. I invite you to close your, to open your eyes if you are so inclined. If you want to leave them closed a while longer, that's okay too. But as you continue to breathe, just reacquaint yourself to the physical space that you occupy at this time. And you come back hopefully more refreshed, more understanding of yourself, hopefully with a tiny bit more readiness to express that reality of who you are to the world in which you live for the remainder of the service. Throughout the day, watching the Bears game, going for a walk, enjoying this early fall, whatever the case may be. Unafraid just to be who you are. Unafraid just to let yourself feel who you are. Unafraid to allow yourself to celebrate who you are. And for our time together this morning, to share with one another in prayer, in song, in spirit, in so many ways, we are truly grateful. We say, thank you, God, for this gift of life that we share. And thank you, God, for this opportunity to commune with one another. And thank you, God, for everything. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, Rob, for sharing the gift of yourself.